The Arizona Transportation Department is facing a more than $60 billion shortfall between projected transportation needs and available funding. That's the analysis from the State Office of the Auditor General. Jeremy Weber is a performance audit manager with the Office of Auditor General.
Overall, we reported that the legislature should consider creating a task force to study and propose options for addressing the state's transportation revenue needs. Having sufficient transportation revenue is important for maintaining a safe, efficient, and cost-effective transportation system. The department uses various revenue sources to help plan, construct, and maintain the state's highways, bridges, and other aspects of the transportation system. However, according to the department's most recent long-term or long-range transportation plan, projected revenues fall short of anticipated needs. Specifically, the department estimated that it would need approximately $89 billion between fiscal years 2010 and 2035 to address expected deficiencies and to meet minimum standard conditions, acceptable conditions such as pavement, bridge, and traffic congestion. However, the department estimates that only $26 billion in revenues would be available to the department to use for the state's highway system or the state's transportation system during that same time period, resulting in a shortfall of almost $63 billion.
So given the needs and given the available money that ADOT is dealing with, have you found or did the audit look at how the agency is prioritizing as far as maintaining or putting off new projects, anything like that?
The department did report that because of a lack of anticipated funding, this has affected their planning, specifically some of the timing and scope of state transportation projects. For example, projects have been delayed or postponed indefinitely. In addition, projects are now smaller in scope and less costly than in prior years. In addition, there's been an increased focus on preservation over expansion, specifically within rural areas of the state.
Are there different ways that the agency could try to alleviate this shortfall? I mean, we hear so much about raising the gas tax, for example. Are there other options that lawmakers could be looking at?
Yes. Specifically, we looked at what other states were doing or exploring to address transportation revenue needs in their states. And our report included several or highlighted several of these types of actions, including altering the fuel tax. For example, that could include either increasing the fuel tax, which in Arizona is a cents per gallon tax, or it could mean changing the tax to be a percentage of the gasoline sale. It could also be indexed to inflation to rise as inflation changes over time. In addition, some states have explored, in one state, Oregon, it has implemented a program to replace the fuel tax with a vehicle miles traveled tax, which would impose a tax based on the miles traveled rather than on fuel consumption. Other options that we highlighted included creating toll roads and lanes, raising existing vehicle fees such as car registration fees and the vehicle license tax here in Arizona, creating alternative fuel vehicle fees or taxes on alternative fuels, and dedicating a portion of sales tax or general fund monies to transportation.
Jeremy Weber is a performance audit manager for the Arizona Office of the Auditor General. Jeremy, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Would lawmakers be open to any of those ideas? To find out, we turn to State Senator Bob Worsley of Mesa, who chairs the Senate Transportation Committee. And Senator, what do you make of the Auditor General's report?
Well, Mark, we've known that this gap has existed now since I've been in the Senate, and we haven't changed the gas tax since 1991. Further, our cars are getting more mileage. We have people driving hybrids and electric cars. And so the world's changed pretty much since then, and at some point here we need to address the way we collect gas tax or user fees for our highways.
Do you think there's the political will in the legislature to raise the gas tax?
I don't think that time is correct or time is right at this point. We are focused on K-12 education and getting the litigation settled with the Cave Creek lawsuit. It's a very large number, and I think the focus of the legislature and the governor right now is to have a special session and get that resolved and try to get that behind us first before I think we can go to the next big topic.
The Auditor General's report recommended that the legislature set up a task force to basically look at and eventually propose some funding options for transportation. Do you think that's a viable option?
Yes, and I think that precedes any action where you would educate everyone thoroughly on the issues. We need to go through a study process And from that, I think we'll see some recommendations that probably not this next session, but maybe the following session can maybe lead to some recommendations for the lawmakers to consider.
Do you have any favorites in your mind of ways to fund some of these projects?
Well, I do think that there is a real unique opportunity to address this while gas prices are low. And something like using a sales tax versus just a cents per gallon tax that would give you the effect of having a way to be inflation adjusted if gas prices rise again. There's probably some user fees that would fix the problem we have with electric cars and hybrids that are getting lots of mileage but using the roads like all the other cars that don't have that mileage. Maybe some type of VLT adjustment, vehicle license and registration type of fee adjustment for cars that are not buying gas, therefore they're not paying for the gas tax.
The funding gap identified by the Auditor General's report, nearly $63 billion, it just seems like such a big number, even within the scope of state government. Do you think that the proposals that you've mentioned can really close that gap?
No, I don't think so. It's just a really large number, and I don't think anyone wants to have a gas tax or a user fee that's really exorbitant. Personally, I think that we're going to see a number of mitigating factors that are going to come into play. Almost all of the automakers are looking at autonomous vehicles and using technology to allow people to not have to drive their car, which would allow us to put many, many, many more cars on the road in the same lanes and the same freeways that we have today. So some of these projections are based on today's technologies, today's cars. There may be a way to do things more cost-effectively in the future.
State Senator Bob Worsley of Mesa chairs the Senate Transportation Committee. Senator, thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you, Mark.